Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hi, we are at 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program with my friend Roberta Fasanelli and my friend Rich McFadden. A lot of people at facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, are asking me about whether I'm giving up the farm altogether. The post of me with the bus, which we moved on Easter from one farm to another. This has come up a lot in the last couple of weeks since I said I was going to.
Does it even run that thing?
There's no motor, there's no anything in the front of it. And it's on four tires.
It runs when it's got a backhoe pulling it down
right,
the road.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
The backhoe pulls it down the road. So Jay asked whether or not I was giving up farming altogether, or are you turning it over to a management team? Neither of those two things are what I'm doing. I'm just downsizing a bit. I don't need to be operating two farms. So I sold my home where I've lived for 38 years, a farm that I basically developed and created myself, and I'm actually moving directly next door to another farm that's smaller. I'm going to keep the farm going that's down the street where the actual dairy operation took place. As a matter of fact, I was talking yesterday about reopening the store, having some sort of a farm where people can come and enjoy just being there. I always love the selling the ice cream, people coming in, doing tours around the farm. I was going to buy some of those little tractors that are electric motored, and little children can drive them around and have some fun on them and have pony rides, that sort of thing. So we'll see what happens. But no, I'm not turning up. I can't imagine. It's like not being on this radio program. These are two things that are threads to my life that have been a part of my life. I've been around cows all my life. I've been on the radio since I was 17, and I just don't see, Richie likes to say, they'll have to take the microphone out of my dead hand in order to get it away from me, which is charming. And more or less the same thing is true on the, I found yesterday, I have, when we actually closed on my house, my house actually has been sold. I'm staying in it for a couple of days until my other house is ready. And so I'm here in an atmosphere that is so strange to look around my house and think it's not my house.
Yeah.
And all your things are gone. No little tractors, no.
Everything is moved off of the farm as far as the farm stuff.
No pictures on the wall. No
pictures are all gone. Piano. Everything's back. I don't have any dishes. I have no pots and pans. I have nothing to cook with. I have a spoon and a fork. And that's pretty much it. All the lighting fixtures are down. Everything is in boxes waiting for me to be able to move it to the house next door, which I can't get into until Friday. So the people that bought the house have been nice enough to allow me to stay here. With the caveat that I have to, they're going to start working on the house to do things. They're going to change around some of the things that, they want to change. But driving down the driveway is the eeriest feeling.
How many years have you been there?
38.
38, wow.
Yep.
You know what the cool thing, though, is I always like being able to set up a new room.
Yeah.
Starting with a fresh, clean garage, starting with a fresh, clean office, and set it up just the way you want it. That'll be the fun part.
Well, I think that there's been so many hands in this place over the years, and I really want the house that I'm moving into to have a feel of me, frankly, and Meredith, and what it is that now speaks to what I want to have for animals, what she has for animals, if she wants to keep some of them there, that kind of stuff. But there's a whole different feeling. This is a classic Currier and Ives home versus the house that I've been living in that was created basically as a model of the Wayside Inn. So there's a whole different sort of feel. This other house.
Help us out who don't know what a Currier and Ives home is.
Well, if you think about the Christmas cards that come with some of the very traditional looking sort of classic homes that would have Christmas trees all around them and lights all around them.
Yeah.
And there's a circular driveway that goes in front. This is a much more formal house than what I have ever lived in. And so it's steeped in a different kind of tradition. It has barns and that sort of thing, but they're much more formal than whatever I have grown up around. And I have been warned lovingly not to mess it up. No, don't junk it up, I believe was yesterday's quote when we were moving things. And I'm going to respect that because I don't have to. And the other farms down the street, and that's all been cleaned up too in large measure. There's still some stuff there. But I've been a collector of things. Some have accused me of being a hoarder. And as I've gone through my office, we have we posted on Facebook last week, a dumpster, which is now full of stuff that I haven't looked at, haven't touched, haven't needed, haven't wanted, things that were just worn out from both the barn and the house. And the dumpster is full.
Yep.
It's just amazing, the thing. And I haven't cleaned my office. The only room in the house I haven't touched yet is my office.
And that has papers piled high
everywhere.
4 feet.
Yeah. I started throwing a lot of that stuff. I have a wastebasket full of papers from this morning that I've been cleaning out. But it just is one of those things. And most people who have been, a lot of people move a lot more than I have. And I still, Meredith said to somebody we were having dinner with, I forget who it was recently, I grew up across the street from where I've lived here for 38 years. Mm-hmm. So now I'm moving around the corner to a house that was essentially the main house for this farm that I lived on. The farm used to be 80 some odd acres, and it was cut up at an auction. So there are three homes now on the 84. Well, actually four with the house that I'm buying. But it all is juxtaposed. It all is connected. The pieces are connected one to the other. So I think there is a certain amount. I don't know that at this point I feel like there is there's continuity, because it's the only place I know that has the facilities around like this that will allow me to do what I want. That's close enough to people that I love, that I want to be able to share a lot of time with them. But I did try to find. Earlier in the year, when I knew I was going to sell this place, I looked high and low for a farm on the North Shore or South Shore around Boston on the ocean. All of the stuff that I saw was either ridiculously priced or it wasn't what I wanted. I couldn't find what I wanted, so I just decided that it made more sense to sort of stay here for all the right reasons. But I'm becoming increasingly impatient with the way the town is run. We're going to have a charter commission tomorrow's election, local election here and in many places around the country. And we have a charter commission. The town has outgrown its government. It is run very badly. There are very good people who are involved in the management and serving the town in many different ways.
You're never going to be happy with any local government you move into, though.
Well, the only way that I can feel like I have any credibility is to be a part of it. So I'm a member of town meeting. I'm very active in the agricultural advisory committee in town. I might run for selectman next year depending on where we are and if I've done all the other things I need to, because I feel that you have no basis. You have absolutely no standing if you're complaining about something and are not willing to do something about it. I just think that anybody...
And just because you need one more thing to do.
Yeah, it would be handy for me to do that. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens. But the point is that I was very appreciative of the people who have sent things along. Daniel says, when he saw the picture of the bus, LOL, free advertising for Harvey. Charles writes, best wishes, Doug.
Well, that's on the dumpster. Harvey's name is all on the dumpster.
Right, yes, right. That is good advertising for Harvey. Yeah, right. Harvey Enterprises is the waste management outfit. And then there's Mariah, who actually grew up on the farm, worked here a lot as a kid. And so she wrote, as she saw the posting, because a lot of these people are not around anymore, thanks so much for the wonderful childhood. I'm going to paraphrase this. Being on the farm changed me so much. It taught me life cycle and true meaning of hard work and family. She, as a kid, used to come here. Her father worked for me. She'd be here at 5 o'clock in the morning and stay some nights till 10, 11 o'clock, sleeping in the barn, birthing. I mean, I was looking out back here at how many, just thinking about how many calves have been born on this place in the 38 years. Well over 1,000.
Wow.
It may be 1,200, 1,400. And they all lived on the farm. We had actually Edgar, who was my manager here,
And write their names on the walls, right?
Wrote all the names on the walls, yeah, all the history.
The family tree chart.
Right. When Peaches died, who was the grand dam of the farm, she had, I believe, seven generations, because cow generations are faster than human generations. Mm-hmm. And I think there are either six or seven generations of her family here. Anyway, so Mariah writes, I miss showing Henry what I used to so much like. Henry is one of the guys who worked here. Thank you, Doug, from the bottom of my heart for so much here. I think it is a healthy place, a wonderful place. I grew up on the farm, and frankly, I don't know where I would have gone because I came from such a dysfunctional family. What would have happened to me had I not had the farm? And the true story is, frankly, this young woman may be the same. So, yeah, there are new adventures ahead. I appreciate all of the wonderful, fine support and the laughs that we have of the Harvey dumpster or me and the Partridge Family bus. 19 after the hour here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're spending more and more time plugged in, checking email, playing games, hanging out on social media sites.
Our smartphones, tablets, and laptops always seem to be within arm's reach, and our connectivity is creeping into our downtime, our sleep time, and our family time. How can we embrace taking a break from technology?
Blogger Patrick Roan suggests creating a tech-free zone in your home, a place where books, pen and paper, board games, and other such items are not only welcome but championed.
What room in your home could become a place where gadgets get checked at the door?
Get off the grid and get in touch with your creativity and imagination, two important skills that lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and town.
Adolfo Gutierrez from Tepatitlan de Morelos, Jalisco, Mexico.
Zoom in on it for us.
Central Mexico, near Guadalajara, where tequila is made.
Now you're talking. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ryan in Central Mexico.
Total freedom. Only way to go.
The cops.
No problem with the police.
They help us all the time.
Police over there like motorcycles. As long as you don't get too far out of line, you're okay.
Buckets.
Helmet is required in cities, main freeways, they don't require the helmet. Oh, we did stop at Parral, where Pancho Villa was killed, and took a few pictures there, escorted by federales. They love motorcycles.
Have a safe trip.
You're welcome to follow us back to Jalisco if you want.
Don't talk to me. American